Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig
it. Right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've been trying to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love into here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Can you believe it is March the 13th, not Friday the 13th, March the 13th, Monday. That's right, beautiful Monday. And it's Sunday, sunny outside. Yesterday, Sunday, it was nice and sunny outside. It was no rain, no storms, none of that good stuff. But boy, do we have some weather for you coming up in the next day or so. Matter of fact, let's talk about that a little bit. I want to make sure that you get your pen and paper out because I want you to write this down about the weather so that you won't be leaving out the house without your umbrella. You're going to need your umbrella tomorrow and Wednesday. And I tell you what, not only are you going to need your umbrella, but you're also going to need a nice coat to wear. You're going to need a nice coat to wear, and you might need your gloves because it's supposed to storm in Southern California. It's supposed to get really, 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 really stormy and really, really loud out there. And speaking of loud, it is going to be so loud, and it's going to be amazing. just so amazing. All righty. Okay, so without further ado, it is Beautiful Monday. We are live on Facebook. If you want to listen to the show, you go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you'll be on Facebook Live. That's right. Eddie Justice Jones Jr., you'll be on Facebook Live. Now, if you want to call into the show and talk on the show, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and press 1. It'll put you in the queue. If you want to listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions, and you will be right there with us, right on the show. Now, we're going to have a special guest on our show today. We're going to have, now on our show every single Monday, we do what they call A Moment to Shine. We do that on our show every single Monday, A Moment to Shine. That is a new segment of our show where we call someone out of the blue and we give them a moment to shine. And they own a black-owned business or a business. And we bring people together. We connect bridges and all that kind of good stuff. So here we are on the show right here. And I want to just thank everybody. I hope everybody's been having a listening. Listen, this is so important. So very important. And I want to, got people coming in on Facebook Live, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you. Welcome on Facebook Live. Okay. So thank you for the hearts already. Thank you, Rita Oliver. Rita's going to be our special guest. We're going to have a special guest on our show, Rita, and we'll be talking about her in a little while. But before we bring on Rita, we're going to do a moment to shine. But before we do a moment to shine, which will be in a few minutes, we want to get in some of our co-producers, and one of our co-producers is Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Good morning, Chapel. Chapel, how are you? Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning to all the listeners. I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Welcome to the show. So glad that you're here, and thank you, Rita Oliver, for coming on, and thank you, Esquire, for coming on live. And without further ado, let's get our other co-producer in the show, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Clarence M. Allen. How are you? Welcome to the show this morning.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie.
Good morning. Good morning
to all of our wonderful listeners out there. Once again, you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show. Pastor Eddie, you know I got to bring it. This is how we roll when you fire up in Justice Jones limo. Thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Eddie, you know I like to say this right quick. You've done it once again, Pastor Eddie. You have produced a hot button topic with that Trank Dope, and now all of the other media channels is following your suit covering this Trank Dope. This is not the first time this has happened, Pastor Eddie. There's been other topics in the past that you have brought out. And then who's ever listening to this show? They bring it to these media, believe me. And then they produce
yes.
it. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. I'm buckled in. Let's roll.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Did you say hi to Cousin Lee? Bishop Taylor, how are you? Hello, Bishop Taylor. How are you? I see you on Facebook Live. Welcome to the show. Call in, Bishop Taylor. You know the number. Call on in. We want to have you on because I want to share a few things with you guys. The weather's going to be really, really weird starting tomorrow in Southern California and Northern California. It's going to be really, really rainy, stormy. I don't know. Now we already sprung up 1 hour. We set our clocks up 1 hour. I hope you all did, after all, because if you didn't, you're going to miss the show. But we all sprung our clocks up 1 hour, and so with that being said, it's supposed to be going in the springtime. Good morning, son. How are you, Ishmael? So glad you and Jessica and the kids are looking at the show right now. Thank you so much. Good morning. Welcome. See you there, Brother Clarence M. Allen. See you. See you there, Vera. See you right there on Facebook Live. Everybody on Facebook Live right now, tag 15 people, not 10, 15. Tag 15 people right now. Tell them that this is going to be one of the greatest Black Talk civil rights talk shows ever, ever dropped on the radio, period. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let me just share this with you. The weather is going to be out of control. Make sure you have your umbrella. Make sure you have your gloves. What's up, Linda Lee? How are you? God bless you, Linda Lee. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure you have your umbrella. Make sure you have your gloves, and make sure you have on a warm coat, because if you get caught in the rain without those things, even when you get out the car, you're still going to get soaked. I'm just telling you in advance, just giving you a quick weather report on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Let me give you some quick news. And look, I don't care if you're a football player in the NFL. I don't care if you're a basketball player in the NBA. I don't care if you are a professional baseball player in the National League of Baseball. Whatever you do, when you're not working as a football player or a basketball player or whatever kind of player, when you go to these hotels, you got to mind your business, especially if you're a superstar. Well, one of our superstars, Hall of Famers, from the Cowboys, got into some stuff. He's retired, so he started doing stuff on ESPN and other things. His name is Michael Irving. Michael Irving is his name. And Michael Irving was a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys for years. He worked with them for years. But after that, he became a sports journalist. So hey, Felita Wiltz, God bless you, Felita Wiltz, First Lady, and also to your husband, Pastor Charles. Tell Pastor Charles up there hello. Praise God for you guys. Anyway, the ex-Dallas Cowboy Hall of Fame wide receiver, Michael Irving, was at the Four Seasons Hotel in Arizona for the Super Bowl weekend. And he was taking pictures with the guys, and they wanted him to take a picture at the bar. They offered him a drink. He said, no, I don't do drinks and stuff. I have to work, and so I'm not going to have a drink. So he went outside. He didn't want to take a picture at the bar, so he took a picture outside away from the bar so the bar wouldn't be in the background, because that's a bad image for him. Next thing you know, he meets some Caucasian. I'm going to call her Karen. He meets the Karen. And, you know, they're talking and laughing together and everything. And after they're talking and laughing together, you know, like when you're talking and you touch somebody on the elbow or you shake their hand or whatever. So he shook her hand and laughed and touched her on the elbow. Later on that night, about 12 midnight, in the middle of the night, they came and told him he had to leave the hotel immediately. He had to leave, though. They didn't even tell him why. They just said he had to leave the hotel immediately. And not only was that he had to leave the hotel immediately, but the accusation was that he made a pass towards a female white Caucasian that was working at the Four Seasons Hotel. Kind of reminds me of the Kobe Bryant incident, except for nothing happened, and they can't even prove that he said it. They have a video, but the girl said she was uncomfortable with the way that he said whatever he said to her. And how often does this happen, especially to African-American NFL, NBA, National Baseball League players? So let me just say this. Right now he's in court fighting his case. He has a good attorney. I'm quite sure he's probably going to win this case. But it was sad, because that's the first time I ever seen Michael Irving in court with tears in his eyes. He said, I usually go out and speak to people. He said, hey, can I not speak to people anymore? Can I not write autographs without somebody trying to take what happened out of context? Hey, Chandra Daniels, how are you? Welcome to the show. So all I'm saying to the NFL players, thank you. All I'm saying to the NFL players and the NBA players and any other player, when you go to the hotel, just go on and go to your room and mind your business, because if somebody's out there trying to get some money and you look like an avenue, what's up, Cousin Charles Jones? If you look like, what's up, Arizona? So this is what happened. I mean, I kind of feel bad for Michael Irving. I don't know if he did that or not, but Michael Irving went to Arizona during the Super Bowl to work with ESPN and the Sports Channel. And that's right, Michael Irving, ex-Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame wide receiver, has been accused of whatever they have accused him of. What's up, Trees? How are you? God bless you, Randall. I hope all is well with you. Welcome to the show. So we're praying for Michael Irving. We'll find out what happens. If this is clear and it didn't happen to him, he didn't do it, his attorney has already filed a $100 million lawsuit against the Four Seasons Hotel in Arizona because he was there. Because of the fact that he had those accusations, they suspended him from doing the interviews for the Super Bowl for ESPN and for Fox Channel Sports. Now Michael Irving has lost some endorsements and lost his jobs until they clear this situation out. Just thought I'd give it to you because these are civil rights violations. And let me tell you why, and then we're going to do a moment to shine. The reason why, to me, this is a civil rights violation, if he didn't do it, and they clear his name. Remember in Greenwood, Rosewood, when the white woman said that a black man had raped her, but really she was married and she was having an affair with another white guy who claimed to be a Mason. But she blamed it on the black man, which there was no black man. And then they ended up tearing up Rosewood and killing all the people and over her lie. And she carried that lie until finally one day, I guess her husband must have grabbed her up and said, hey, come on, you know, we've been killing up people and everything because of you. Are you being honest? Are you telling the truth? And found out that she was lying. It just happened to another football player. I forgot his name. He was at his own place where he lived at, and a white woman said that he was trying to run her over. They call her Karen. But he ended up winning that, and she ended up, you know, Terrell Owens, thank you so much. I thank my beautiful wife for giving me the answer. Terrell Owens, it just happened to him. And then another black man was walking his dog, walking in the park, and this Karen turned around and said that he was harassing her. Come to find out, she made up a lie. She made up a false police report. They ended up arresting her. They took her dog away from her and put her dog in the kennel or somewhere. And she lost her job because her job said that they are not affiliated with any type of racism against African Americans or anybody. So people are just trying to get money. And people are trying to get money by any means necessary. So we have to really be careful, especially if you've got something going on. You don't even have to have nothing going on. You could just be walking through the park like the other guy was. So you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. But right now, it's time for a moment to shine, a moment to shine. So we're going to make a phone call in just a few minutes. But before we make that phone call, let's get one person into the studio with us, and that's going to be Rita Oliver, one of our special guests, Rita Oliver. Let's get Rita Oliver in the studio with us. Let's see if we can get her in. Hold on a second. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Don't go anywhere. And, okay, let's see. All right. Okay, we're going to cancel that. We're trying to get Rita Oliver in the studio. We're going to cancel that. And we're going to go back over here, and we're going to get in. Let's see. All right. Meanwhile, while we're doing that, Clarence, are you there? Brother Clarence, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie.
Clarence, now I just want to get your opinion on what you think that happened with Michael Irving, the ex-Dallas football wide receiver. What do you think about the story that I just told? Go right ahead, take the floor.
Well, you know, Pastor Eddie, you already mentioned it. This is a long, sad history with a lot of not just African-American males, but if they can also capture the African-American female, they will also do that. We see that with movie stars, different celebrities of all sorts. If you're wealthy, we see sometimes people want to take advantage of the wealth, the fame and fortune that some of us as African Americans acute to. What we're looking at is when it comes to us, Pastor Eddie, are guilty until proven innocent. You know, we don't have
that thought.
Hold
that thought right there. Hold that thought. That was a perfect line. Really? That was prolific. We are guilty until proven innocent. And here we are in 2023, and we're guilty until proven innocent. I'm like, hey, Clarence, that was pretty good, man. I'm gonna. Can I borrow that one, man? We're guilty until proven innocent. Can I borrow that?
It's all yours, Pastor Eddie. Yes, sir.
I don't know how many times we've been guilty until proven innocent. I don't know how many times. Without further ado, it's time for a moment to shine. Let's make a phone call and see if we can get someone in the studio right now with us with a moment to shine. Okay, my phone is not okay. It says dialing, but it's not going through. I don't understand. Okay. Okay. Let's see something. Let's see. Hello. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
here we are.
Here.
Oh, welcome to the show. Is this Saisha?
Saisha.
Saisha, welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Everybody, please say hello and good morning to Saisha Deans.
Good morning, Saisha.
Good morning, Aisha. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me.
It is an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning, Saisha. Saisha, we're on a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine, where we call people who own businesses, especially African-American, Black-owned businesses. And you are a business owner, and we want to give you a moment to shine on our show. So, Saisha, you own a business called Skin by Side Beauty. And tell us about Skin by Side Beauty, and take the floor and just go ahead and talk all about it.
Well, I am Saisha Deez. I do have a business called Skin by Side Beauty. It's a business based off of me being an esthetician. I've been in this industry for 3 years. I started during COVID, and I just bless people. I just bless people to look a little bit better than they already have looked, or just enhance their natural features. I specialize in body contouring, lymphatic drainage, and I pretty much do so many different services like Brazilian waxes, vajayshals. I also perform back facials, a lot of body treatments. The only thing I don't do is like lash extensions.
Wow. Now, Saisha, I'd like to I want to share something with all the listeners, okay, you guys. Saisha is so good. Her hands are insured because that's how good she is. Her hands are like million-dollar hands because me and my wife, we both went and we both had a facial, and the facial was so good. Tell them about the facial and how you do the facial there and what the, you know, just give them a little bit about your facials. They're so wonderful.
Yes, the facials. So what I do is I customize each facial based off of your skin type. And I do a skin analysis on you, and I tell you basically like the issues that's going on with your skin type. And then I go from there and I just customize everything. So I do my facial basically starting with double cleansing. I tone, I extract. I also use steam. I use hot towels. And I moisturize and tone again.
Wow. Now, not only do you do facials, like you said, you do body contouring. So you help people, people who have fat or marks or whatever. You help them to slim down and trim down. Talk about the body contouring and how it works.
Now, with the body contouring, how that works So the body contouring is lasers, and basically it hits certain areas. So the machine itself has five modalities on there. Out of the five, I use three, and I use the vacuum therapy on there. I use the lipocavitation on there, and I also use the radio skin tightening, radio frequency skin tightening modalities on there. So basically what it does is it targets stubborn fat within your stomach or pretty much all over your body. And it breaks it down and liquefies it into your lymphatic system, and you release pretty much within the next 72 hours. Your body is on a detox. I also I give my clients a detox tea to further break down all the toxins and push them right out.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, there's the other thing that you do, you know, like how, like when you're massaging the body and everything to make sure, could you talk a little bit about your body massage and how that works and why they get the body massage?
Yes. So I do a massage called lymphatic drainage massage, and it's a gentle pressure massage. I work mostly with post-op care clients, which is, you know, the women basically getting their body reconstructed, like the BBLs or, you know, lipo around the stomach area. So basically lymphatic massage is a gentle pressure massage to release a lot of the toxins out of their body and away from the heart. A lot of women die from getting such a traumatic surgery, so they need the massages to help with the speedy recovery, to help with their blood to flow smoother, to help with the skin tissue to break down,
mm-hmm.
and different things like that.
Wow. So now we want to let everybody know that you're located in Arizona. So why don't you give out all your information, give out your website, email number, how people can contact you. And then when she does that, everybody on the show that's listening, I want you to support a Black-owned business, Skin by Psy Beauty, which is a wonderful place to go. We have been there. I can tell you from example, my face, see how handsome I am? See how great my skin looks? Yes. Saisha, thank you for making me look better. Me and the wife, thank you so much. You know, I got to tell everybody it's really real. So go ahead and tell everybody your email, website, any information how they can get in contact with you, Facebook, Instagram. Go right ahead. Take the floor, Saisha.
Okay, and yes, we are based in Phoenix, Arizona. My Instagram is at Skin by Psy Beauty, and it's SKIIIBEAUTY. And my Facebook is at Skin by Psy. So it's SKINSII. Oh, sorry about that. SKINBYSII. And where you can reach me at is 602-699-7539 through phone number or text. And also our email address is saishadees3@gmail.com, SIESHADEES3 at gmail.com.
Amen, amen. So I want to send a shout out to my cousin Charles Jones, him and my cousin, his wife. They're in Arizona, the Joneses. So, hey, y'all, reach out. All you Joneses out there, Ishmael and your wife, reach out. You're in Arizona, too. And go by Skin by Psy Beauty. And please give out your address one more time, Saisha. Give them your address one more time.
Yes. My address is 4933 East Ray Road. And it's Suite 102, And the room number is 129, and it's 85044. And also you can reach me at Skin by Psy Beauty on Instagram and on Facebook at Skin by Psy. And also you can reach me on my email address at SaishaDs3@gmail.com.
Wow, that is so wonderful and so beautiful. Can you tell everybody why it's so important to take care of your face and your body? Why is your position and your business so important for people's skin?
Yes. Well, it first and foremost, it's important to take care of your skin because our top layer of skin is dead skin, and we would like to, you know, shed the dead skin cells away. And we want to be able to take care of it and moisturize it since the skin, the top layer is dead. So we want to make it look as shiny and moisturized as possible as well. Also, we would like to rejuvenate our cells and to have glowing skin and bring up the true skin.
Okay. Now, Saisha, a few people just asked for the phone number again. This is how much the people are loving what you're saying. Can you please give out one more time your phone number, how they
yes.
can reach you, your Instagram, and your Facebook?
Yes. So my phone number is 602-699-7539. And my Instagram is at Skin by Psy Beauty, which is SKINBYSII. BEAUTY, Skin by Psy Beauty. And my Facebook is at Skin by Psy. And my email address is SaishaDs3@gmail.com.
SaishaDs3@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. With that being said, I want everyone on the show right now to give, let's give her a big hand for our Moment to Shine on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. A Moment to Shine. And everybody on Facebook, give me some hearts for it. Show some hearts. Now, if you want to see us on Facebook right now, we're at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And your Auntie Wanda is throwing up big hearts for you, okay, Saisha? Big, big hearts.
Okay.
Gloria Freeman, your Auntie Gloria is throwing up big hearts too. Hey, good morning, Gloria. How are you, Gloria? Throw up those big hearts for Saisha. There you go. On Facebook Live. So, Saisha, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. right now. You can just go to that on your laptop or your face or your phone, and you can see me live and in living color, and everybody's on there. So thank you guys so much. So, Saisha, you know, Felita Wills is giving you a big hand, and I see you there, Saisha. There you go. You're on there. Hey,
yes,
Saisha.
I'm here.
Hey, I'm just so happy that you're here. We are honored to give you a moment to shine on our show. And what would you like to, is there anything you'd like to say to all the listeners out there? Okay, you said hello, everyone. What would you like to say, Saisha, to everyone who's listening to you right now?
I would like to say thank you all for listening to me. And I would like to say to you, Mr. Eddie, thank you for featuring me on A Moment to Shine. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are so very
and
welcome.
Also,
you
I
are
will...
professor. Oh, go right ahead. Wait, Saisha, before you go ahead, say what you were going to say. Go ahead.
And I will pin or post my information in the live chat.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, you got to do me a favor. From me and Auntie Wanda, you got to give Nyla a big hug. Listen, we're giving a shout-out to Nyla right now. Right on. Shout-out to Nyla. How about that? Tell her that we shouted her out on the show. Can you do that?
Yes, I certainly will.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Now, let's see if anyone has a question for you. I'm going to go to our co-producer, Vera Jones. Vera, do you have a question or a statement for Saisha?
Aisha, I just wanted to say I just commend you for the work that you are doing. I am excited. And the first time I am in Arizona, guess what? I am coming in for my facial and massage.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Amen. Now, Clarence and Mallon, do you have a question or a statement for Saisha?
Yes. First, let me just congratulate you and commend you on your business, which I wish you all the best of success. And I learned a few things this morning. One of them was when patients get their lipo or their body makeover or cosmetic surgery or whatever we call that. And then I learned that it needs to have after the post-surgery, the after massaging or treatment to help the body to detox and lose that extra excess fat in the blood and all that. And one thing that I have learned in time that skin is also called an organ. So you're like, to me, a type of doctor or professional at what you do. And so what interests you and cause you to pursue this type of profession?
Honestly, I had been in this industry pretty much all my life. My mom was a cosmetologist. She did hair, but I wasn't interested in hair, but I knew I loved beauty. So I said, well, let me go. I love skin, and I had kind of like problematic skin in my teenage years, and I always wanted to know how to correct it. So I went into aesthetic school and became an esthetician, and I learned a lot. And I was able to improve my skin as well. So that was my number one interest, being in the beauty industry pretty much all my life, watching my mom and a lot of my aunts and uncles are in the beauty industry as well.
Wow. Now, one thing, I want to thank you so much for coming on for a moment to shine this morning, but also, too, you have these waistbands. I forgot the name of them, but could you tell everybody, because they're in the store, they're in Letitia's store, which is your auntie. Tell everybody about your waistline. What do you call it?
Yes, my waistline is called At Hugged by Sai. It's a waist trainer to help pretty much shape, you know, the stomach area to get the desired look that you would like to get. You can work out in it. You can wear it for up to 8 hours a day. I always recommend my clients wear it at least 8 hours a day after they come in to get a body contouring treatment. But you can wear it if you just want to look snatched or look good. It doesn't matter. And they are located in Pureistic Health and Beauty store in the Chandler Mall
in Arizona. Yes, that's the Chandler Mall in Chandler, Arizona, and it's called Pureistic Health and Body, Pureistic Health and Beauty. I'm going to get that right. And what a coincidence! And they come in different sizes. What sizes do they come in, Saisha?
Currently, they come in extra small to extra large. I'm working on getting larger sizes. So
well,
it
thank
should
you so
go all the way to that.
Yes, thank you so much, Saisha. We are so happy. Let's give her another big hand. Let's give her another big hand, you guys. Come on. Give her a big hand. There we go. Send some hearts up. There you go. Thank you so much. I don't see. There those hearts go. There they go. There those hearts. All those hearts are for you. That's for you, Saisha. Now, Saisha, we want to thank you. If you want to continue to listen in on the show, you're welcome. We'll just put you on hold if you're not busy. But if you're busy and you have one of the appointments with one of your clients, we understand. But right before you go, one more time. Okay, so your waistband trainers are in the Chandler Mall in Arizona, in the Chandler Mall, which is at Pureistic Health and Beauty, right?
Correct.
All right, and then your business is a, of course, another black-owned business called Skin by Sai Beauty, and you're located at 4933 East Ray Road Suite 102, Phoenix, Arizona. And if you want to call, the number is 602-699-7539. I'm going to say that one more time. The address is 4933 East Ray Road, Suite 102, Phoenix, Arizona. And the phone number is 602-699-7539. Did I get that right, Saisha?
Yes, you did.
Amen. No, so Aisha, do me a big favor. Go ahead and type in the chat all that pertinent information, Instagram, so people can reach out to you. And here's my question. I want everyone, and it's not a question, I'm making a statement. I want you all to support her business. Go get a facial. And all my family and friends that are in Arizona, go see Saisha and at Skin by Sai Beauty. And if you have some extra something going on around your stomach and you're trying to get rid of it, go see Saisha. So God bless you. And Saisha, do you want to hang on? You want me to just put you on hold or you got to go?
I have a client in about 30 minutes. So thank you so much for featuring me today. And I will type everything in the chat.
You're very welcome, Saisha. God bless you. Everybody send up some hearts and say goodbye to Saisha. Let's give her a big hand. Thank you, Saisha. We care about you, and we support your business. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Saisha.
To shine.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day, everyone.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And that was our Moment to Shine, which we were doing every single Monday. We're doing a Moment to Shine. That's when we find a business or somebody's doing something productive and good, and we give them a moment to shine on our show. Even though this is a civil rights talk show, business is a civil rights arena. Black-owned business is a civil rights arena. And hallelujah. Okay, so now we're going to have on this morning, we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Rita Oliver. She is a jazz, R&B jazz singer. She is so good. Matter of fact, let's see if we can get her in the studio right now. Let's see if we can get her in. We're dialing her number. It's ringing. It's ringing.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this
good morning.
Rita Oliver? Good morning, Rita.
Yes, it is.
How
I'm
are
fine.
You doing this morning?
Everybody I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Okay, everybody say good morning to Rita Oliver.
Good morning, Rita. Welcome back to the show.
Ms. Vera, hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
My God, thank you. Ms. Vera, everybody. Ed,
yeah.
I'm going to get you
well.
For that. I'm going to get you. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Brother Clarence, please say hello to Rita Oliver. Back, she's back on our show.
Good morning, Rita. Welcome back to the
Good morning, Mr. Clarence. How are you doing?
I'm doing well now that you're on the show.
Oh, stop it now. Stop it. You're blowing smoke. Don't do that. But thank you very much. Blow smoke with you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, Rita,
it's been a while.
Now, Rita, it's been a while, but you are a R&B jazz vocalist. You've been singing for many, many years. You do very, very well classic jazz, classic black jazz. Tell us a little bit about your musical history.
Okay, my musical history extends back when I was a child. I started singing as a child. We used to do, I don't know if people remember those days, but when family had like a birthday or something of that nature, the kids would get together and put on a show for the family, in a sense, to celebrate that event, basically. So we used to do that a lot at home. My dad was a vocalist. My mom and dad, they both danced. And my grandparents, they danced, but my grandmother played the piano. So I always would be in the musical realm of being nosy, enjoying music. That's the best way to put it. But as time grew on, I continued in music. I started learning to dance professional with Ruth Beckford. I learned dancing from her. I went on from there and continued on dancing up until I got hurt anyway. For many years, I've always been on stage for one reason or another. So now I made the glorious age of 75, October 6th, 2022, and I'm still singing. And I can't dance like I used to. I did rhythmic tapping, and I did jazz dancing. So since I've had two leg injuries, I don't do that anymore, but I do glide. So I haven't lost the rhythm, if you want to call it that.
Amen.
I have two, yes, but other than that, music has been my life. It really has. I sing to any and everybody. I don't care. Children, babies, sing in the parking lot. When I was homeless for 3 years in my car, I used to rehearse. Gary, you probably remember that. I would rehearse in the parking lot just like I was on stage, you know, at a concert. And I'm a funny person. If people can pay to come and see me perform and others perform, with me being in the situation that I was in by being homeless, because I drove from San Antonio, Texas to California to learn how to drive 18-wheeler trucks. And at that time, the pandemic was in high swing. I didn't know it while I was driving, but I learned it. I would get in the parking lot, and I still had to stay crooned up. So I was singing in the parking lot just like I was on stage. And people would come by, and they would look at me strange. Even the Inglewood police would look at me crazy, like, what is wrong with that lady, you know? And finally, we had a talk, and I told them, I said, dear heart, that is my life. That's what I do. I sing. And I get out there, and I'll sing several songs and rehearse, because when I sing, I don't eat. You can't eat when you sing the way you're supposed to. I've sang with Barbara Morrison. I've sang with Count Basie and his group. I've sang with the Honey Drippers. I've been on tour with Pancho Sanchez, quite a few people, you know, and I just love music. I love music, period, even today. I sing at home sometimes, and sometimes I don't. You know, I sing to babies when they're newborn babies.
Rita, I want to ask you a question. Excuse me for interrupting you, but what I want to ask you
go ahead.
Jazz was a part of the civil rights movement. R&B music was a part of the civil rights movement. Scatting was a part of the civil rights movement. Scatting ended up turning into rapping. We are honored to have you on. I'd like to know, who are some of your old school favorite jazz artists, singers?
Ooh, I have so many. Arthur Prysock. I don't know if people remember him or not. I grew up listening to his music. Arthur Prysock, The Platters.
How about Billie Holiday?
Billie Holiday, I listen to a lot of her music. Just so many people, gosh. Bobby Blue Bland, ooh.
Yes.
Bobby and his group, B.B. King, you know. A lot of different artists for their style, for their grace, you know, things of this nature. And I still write lyrics down from some of those old songs, and I'm known as a transposer, where I take an old song and I'll rearrange and transpose it, keeping the same feel for it, but change like the musical styles of it or what have you, and bring it up to today's standards, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And I rock the house, you know.
So now we have all of our guests, all our listeners are listening from all over the world, and we have listeners listening Facebook, and then we have listeners listening on Blog Talk Radio, and in the essence of the time, because today we're going to, normally our show is 2 hours, but today it's going to be an hour and a half, because we're gonna end the show at around like 10:30 a.m. because of some things that must be done today. Normally we go until till 11 a.m., but today we're going to go until 10:30 a.m. today. So in the essence of time, first of all, it's an honor and a pleasure beyond words to have a professional jazz singer on our show. And
thank you so much.
We're very welcome. You're very welcome, and we're so honored to have you back on our show. So I would love for you to do a couple of a cappella songs, if you don't mind. And I want everyone who's listening to the show to go get your soda, your orange juice, your coffee, your water, whatever you like, as we sit back for a moment and go back in time to listen to some jazz singing a cappella by the one and only, the immaculate, the professional, the astounding, the great singer. Without further ado, Rita Oliver, please take the floor. And how about God Bless a Child That Has His Own? Go right
God
ahead,
bless
Rita.
A child, oh my God.
And Strange
okay.
Fruit.
Oh my goodness. You got some songs that I haven't even studied yet. Like Strange Fruit, I haven't studied that in years. But I have to start, since you requested it, Ms. Vera, I have to study that. Let's see. God bless your child.
Do your favorite. Yeah.
Dear, I have so many of them.
Well, don't forget My Funny Valentine.
Wait a minute.
Mine is My Funny Valentine.
Okay. Hold on for a sec, please.
While you're getting it together, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And Mrs. All Mellon, which is our cousin, I want to shout out my cousin, Mrs. All Mellon. Shout out to you, and sending love to our cousin, our family. And Jason Ramsey, Pastor Jason Ramsey, want to send love to you right now. I want to send some love to, Lori. Hey, Pastor Lori Melowitz.
No. Really?
Oh, melanin. Yeah, let me get that right. all my family out there, and all my everybody. So are you ready, Rita?
Oh, I'm about as ready as I'm going to get. Let's put it like that. You ready? Okay.
Hallelujah. Yes, go right ahead.
I'll do God Bless the Child first.
Okay.
And there's God Shall Get. Them there's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Money,
hallelujah.
You've got lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone and the spending ends, they don't come around no more. Rich relations give, press the bread and such. You can help yourself, but please don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that got his own. He's got his own. And that's God bless the child.
Let's give her a big hand, guys.
Are you
show some heart. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. Okay. That was beautiful. Well, Rita, hold on. Before you sing your next song, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. It's got his own. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Cousin V is saying hello, everyone, and to our special guests, and everybody's throwing up hearts to you, Rita.
Good morning.
Sheila Timberlake dropped the mic. She dropped the mic for you. You know what dropped the mic means. She really tore it up. Mrs. All Melanin, my cousin, she's throwing up hands. So without further ado, Vera asked for a strange fruit on a tree. I want to save that one for last.
Okay.
A lot of people don't understand. The Strange Fruit on the Tree is a really good song done by Billie Holiday. It talks about slaves who were hung, like they'd be traveling through from L.A. to Texas or wherever, Mississippi to Texas, and they look up in a tree and they see a black person hanging. They call that strange fruit on a tree. If you didn't know, now you know. Strange fruit on the tree. So when you hear the song, now you can relate the song to what it really means. And Billie Holiday wrote and produced that song in a time when that song, you know, just needed to be heard. Okay? So without further ado,
I was going to ask if I may pass on that, because I have to study it, and plus I have to find the lyrics for it. If you don't mind, Ms. Vera, may I do it another time for you?
Yes, some other time.
Ms. Vera?
I want you to...
Okay, I promise. I will do it. I will find the lyrics, and I will learn the lyrics on it. If it's all right with you.
Is it all right? Yes, that's all right. I'd like for you to do My Funny Valentine, and then maybe we could do a gospel spiritual song that everybody knows on the show, if we could.
Okay, I'll do One Night with the King, if you don't mind that. That's a spiritual song. Have you ever heard that one?
Before you do that, can you do My Funny Valentine first? And hold that
thought
one
second.
Hold that thought 1 second. Caller in the 570-278 area code. Are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Eddie. This is Pastor Ramsey. God bless you, man of God.
Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey. We're so happy to have you on, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
Good morning,
God bless
Pastor
everyone.
Ramsey.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Good
now, hold on, God, Pastor Ramsey, don't go anywhere. Caller in the 310-486 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 310-486 area code. Is that you, Pastor Bishop?
Yes, it is. That's Bishop Taylor, Pastor Eddie. God bless you and bless your brother Ramsey and to the specialist this morning, the soloist. Thank God for everyone that's on the line. God bless you.
Amen,
thank you
amen.
Very
Everybody
much.
Say good morning to Bishop Taylor. Welcome, Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor. Good morning, good morning.
Now,
God bless you.
And they're sending hearts up for both of you, fine, wonderful pastor and bishop. And welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where our special guest right now is R&B jazz singer Rita Oliver. Rita Oliver, and Chandra Daniels is saying good morning, Bishop Taylor. Mrs. All Mellon said good morning, Pastor. Everybody's sending up shots. And matter of fact, I want to say this to everybody that's listening on the show right now. I don't know why God is telling me this, but this is a civil rights talk show, but we talk about God all the time, all the time. So I want to send a special shout out to my cousin right now. God is telling me to pray for everybody on this show right now. Whatever you are going through, God is going to bring you all the way through it. If there's a storm
Amen.
Going on in your life right now, God will help you to Amen. Weather the storm. Don't let the devil fool you, because the devil will try to steal your joy. Don't let the devil
steal, kill, and destroy.
Stay focused, because God has a plan for you. God has a light shining on you. God has wonderful things in store for you. So the enemy will try to do everything in his power to stop you from getting to where God wants you to be. Don't fall for the okey-doke, because God has a blessing for you. It says in Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and that door shall be opened unto you. Okay?
Yeah.
Keep the faith and stay steadfast to where you're going. We're going to have prayer a little bit later. But right now, what's up, Devon Jefferson? How are you? Welcome to the show. Our extreme special guest, hallelujah, praise God, is a vocalist. Now imagine, you're hearing it without the music. She has albums and CDs out, and it is an honor to have her on our show right now. We have the great and one and only Rita Oliver. Amen, amen, cousin, amen. I see you.
Thank you so much.
All my family. And everybody on here is my family. We are all connected some kind of way. So we all need to lift each other up. We all need to support each other. We all need to tell each other that it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. And yes, he will. And yes, he did. And yes, he will. He said, if you just only believe, amen. You know, God says
so true, so
that he knows. He knows what he has in store for you. He has for you to be prosperous. And I believe that's in the book of Jeremiah. And he wants us to be prosperous. He doesn't want us to fail. And he definitely doesn't want us to be worried. Because sometimes we get worried, and worry is the devil. The devil wants you to be worried, and the devil wants you to be confused. And I know we're talking about God, because God is the answer to this. That's right, Jeremiah 29:10. That's right. Can we go to Jeremiah 29:10 real quick? Jeremiah 29:10, and I'm going to read it to you. And while we're doing that, I want you to hear Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Keep the faith. We can't see God, but he's always there. I'm paraphrasing. We can't see the air that we breathe,
yes,
but it keeps us alive. All right? But
so
you
got to
know that you know that you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Sheila Timberlake said
so
God
true.
Did it.
So
thank
true.
You, Robert Hubbard, for that scripture of Jeremiah 29:10. And we're going to have some prayer from both of our pastors in a little while. But before we do that, I want to read a very important scripture from Jeremiah 29:10, and it reads, "But thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and causing you to return to this place." That's not it. It's Jeremiah 29:10. Hold on. Okay, let's see. No, hit the magnifying glass. Hold on a second. Okay, I just heard something go on the phone. Let's see. All right. Are you still there with us, Rita?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. My bad.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Hold that thought. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It's Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you so much. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God already has a plan for you. Thank you so much. God has a plan for you. And I know we talk about civil rights. This goes for you too, Brother Randall. This goes for you too, Brother Randall. Brother Randall, we are supporting you because you're supporting your daughter. No problem, Barbara. Don't worry about it. We all, hey, guess what? The greatest scholars in the world make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So guess what? I, you, me, ain't nobody perfect. God said, no, not one. God said that. I didn't say it. God said, no, not one. Not one, okay? And I know this morning I'm on fire for God, because God is telling me to tell our people it's going to be all right. You got to know that you know it's going to be all right. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter what is coming at you, God will help you weather the storm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He will.
So true.
So with that being said, in a little while, we're going to get a prayer from Pastor Ramsey and a prayer from Bishop Taylor. We are not leaving this show without covering everybody with spiritual blessings from our Almighty God, the light of all lights, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Abba, yes. Father, God Almighty himself. Hallelujah. He is more than amazing. He is astonishing. He
yes,
is the
sir.
Beginning and the end. He knows every thought, every move, every breath we take. So he got
thank
your
you.
Back. I want to shout that out to my cousin Brenda Hayter Shaker down in Texas, all my family in Texas, all my family in Arizona, all my family in Chicago, and all my family in Los Angeles and everywhere else around the United States. God has your back and your front
yeah.
and your side and your top and your bottom. Amen? He got you.
Amen.
All the way. Thank you for those beautiful hearts. Boy, somebody going, I don't know about you, but I felt the Holy, I felt some chills going up and down my
yes.
spine just now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because
yes,
his work is exceedingly wonderfully great. Hallelujah. And I am a filthy rag before God. I am just a humble servant with humility for the God that we serve. I don't even know how we turned it around on this subject, but God told me to tell somebody that you love
yes.
how much he cares for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And people will talk about you.
Yes.
People will turn you down. People will flip you and dip you and throw you away. But God will not. God will not. God will
yep.
not. Amen.
Thank you, Bob.
If you hear me right now and you know you're being blessed, throw some hearts up in the sky on Facebook Live. If you know that God has done something for you and brought you from a mighty long way, throw some hearts up on that face right now.
Yes.
If you know that he brought you through some dark moments, hallelujah. If you put food on your table, clothes on your back, a car to drive, a roof over your head, a good place behind some strength, you need to be putting hearts up all over this page. Hallelujah. Yes, somebody,
yes,
right now, give him the praise and the
glory,
honor and the glory.
Glory.
He will not
glory.
Let you down. He will not fail you. We serve an on-time God.
Yes, sir.
I want to reach all the way up to Brother Benny out there, all the way in Uganda, in Africa. I want to shout him out. I want to shout out my sisters who come on the show every week from Africa. I want to shout my wife out, Wanda. I want to shout her out. And I want to give blessings to Evangelist Virginia Valentine. It's an honor to have you on this morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, hey, I've been through the fire and I've been through the storms. I've been broken into pieces, seen lightning flashes
yes,
from
sir.
Above. But
yes,
through
sir.
It all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me
yes.
than I can bear. Amen?
Exactly.
He'll never
amen. I agree.
Than I can bear. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know what I've been through. But, he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes,
you don't
sir.
Know what I'm talking about right now, but you're going to feel the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Come
you can
on.
Feel the Spirit. By the Spirit.
Yeah.
And
yes,
he's ready at all
yes,
times because
yes.
he's one time God. And
come
again,
on, man,
I want to tell my wife, I love her so much. She's my pillar of strength. God, you know, God will give you a helpmate. You got to know the difference
all
between
right.
a mate and a helpmate. There's a difference, amen. You better know.
Yes,
you
it is. It is a big difference.
Who you bring into your life? You got to do an interview
yes,
these days.
Oh.
Have you been here? Are you bisexual, gay? Are you a black widow? Are you trying to kill somebody?
Come on now.
Insurance?
Come on.
You got to be careful before you get married these days. You got to know who you're getting involved with. You got to be put up for the setup. Amen. So you got to keep God in the middle of your marriage, the middle of your relationship, and the middle of your life. Because if God is not in it, it's going to fail. It's going down. And no, nothing ain't worse than having a relationship on a sinking ship. Amen?
My God.
Ooh, I don't know what came over me this morning. I don't know what happened to me this morning. But, to God be the glory.
The
hallelujah.
Word.
Ooh, y'all, I don't know if y'all, you guys have a fire going on right now? Because you don't have to put the fire out.
Amen.
Let the fire burn. Amen. Huh? Let
that's
the
right.
fire burn because that's the hallelujah. God is at the altar. Everything that we have, we put it at the altar with God. We don't put it at
yes,
our own. It's not about I or me. It's about we and what we can do. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And we have a right to serve God. And if you
yeah.
bring it up to America, they're trying to take your right away to serve God right now as we speak.
Come on.
They're trying to take away your right to serve God.
That's true. That's so true.
Yes, they are. They're working on hard to try to take away your rights right now. Look at the Pope. Look what the Pope is doing. I don't want to get too deep, y'all, because what I'm telling you is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers, okay? They are working to, okay, y'all don't know what happened, but they shut down the bank in Silicon Valley. They shut down the bank in Silicon Valley, and now they want to turn it into a digital bank, and guess who's going to buy it? Elon Musk is going to present and produce the first digital bank. And those people lost millions of dollars, and they're not getting their money back. So y'all be careful putting your money in these banks. Because when they get ready, they're going to shut these banks down, and you're not going to be able to get your money. And your money is not insured. You think it's insured, but it's not. The bank is shut down, take your money, and like one person said, they had $10 million in that bank in in Massachusetts, which is still connected to the Silicon Valley Bank. That person said that was the worst day they had in their life. They lost $10 million overnight. The owner of Lyft, the owner that owns Lyft, had millions of dollars. He lost his money. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. Watch what's going on in the world. And let me give you the benediction.
That's true.
Let me give you the benediction. May the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen, everybody?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. Without further ado, it's time for another song. $250,000 is insured by the bank. Yes, that's right, Barbara. $250,000 is insured, but after that, your money's gone. So if you have millions in there, you're in trouble. Okay. We have a wonderful singer on our show. Thank you, Gloria Majors. Thank you, Gloria Freeman. Thank you, Chandra Daniels. Thank you, Brenda Hatershaker. Thank you, all Melon Ellen, my favorite little cousin. Melanin. Oh, yeah. My wife made me get it right. She said get it right.
May I give a shout-out?
Yes, Rita, give a shout-out. Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout-out. I was with Pastor Tom Holly Jr. yesterday, along with the overseer, A.L. Diggins, and J.R. Miller. I sang in the church yesterday, you know, for Pastor Tom Holly. But the overseer, Pastor Diggins, he was there. He gave the sermon, and J.R. Miller came in, too. They both were both there, along with the rest of the congregation. It was a wonderful service yesterday. And I sang a cappella for the church, too.
Amen. So without further ado, Rita, thank you for the shout-outs. But we want you to sing a cappella right now for all the listeners. My Funny Valentine, I dedicate this to every person listening to our show from the United States, Canada, Yugoslavia, Russia, China, Japan. They're all listening. Africa, Egypt, they're all listening. God bless the child.
David Morrow, Moya, yes, all of them. It'd be my honor, my pleasure. Okay. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Hallelujah. Let's give a big hand. Oh, my God. That was just...
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was.
I just wish I was live with you. You know, I wish we. I wish I was face to face with everybody. You know, but it's coming. It's
okay.
Gonna come.
That's okay.
I got a
that's
luncheon
okay.
or something. Well, you know.
Yes, yes. There's a gospel song that I would love for you to sing. But you said that you have one that you want to share with us. You want to go ahead on.
Well, which one do you have? Which one did you have?
Let's see.
Precious Lord?
I'm sorry?
Is it Precious Lord? Is it Precious Lord?
That's it right there. Go right here. Yeah, that's it.
This is that one? That's the one I sang
please.
Yesterday. Okay. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. We are tired, we are worn. We're holding on through the night, through the day. Precious Lord, help us stay. Precious Lord, precious Lord, lead us on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give her a big hand. Oh, my God. My.
I sing okay. from my heart, so I cry a lot of times, too.
That's okay. I just want to say this. I just want to say one little thing to add on to your great, phenomenal singing. I don't feel no waste. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. I don't feel no waste time. I've come too far from where I started from. Now, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe you brought me this far. I don't believe you brought me this far. I don't believe you brought me this far. Leave me. Amen.
Yes.
Glory
very
God.
Well, love it.
Amen. All right now. Hey, thank you so much, Anthony Daniel. You better sing. Yes, Lord, we better sing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Woo. Oh, my God.
Thank
oh,
you so
God.
Much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Chandra. Thank you, Brenda Hatershaker.
Thank you.
Thank you all, Melanin, my family, cousins. Love all y'all. My cousins up there in Arizona, Charles Jones. Yeah. Jones family, Gloria, Auntie Gloria Freeman. Hey, what's up? Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I got to stop the show today at 10:30, but what I'm probably going to do is I'm probably going to do something I've never done before, and I'm going to have Vera take over the show. She didn't even know it. But she's going to know it now. She didn't even know it, but she's going to take over our show at 10:30 sharp, because we have to get in Health and Wellness by Vera Jones, and then we have to get in, without further ado, we have to get in Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Allen, and then we also have to have the commentary. Which, Clarence, can you do me a big favor, Clarence? Let's see. Oh, there you are right there. There we got Clarence and Allen right there. There we go. Let's see. All right. Clarence, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise God from whom my blessings flow. In just a few minutes, we're gonna have Vera to take over the show, and you guys can tag team back and forth. You guys are going to take over, and we're going to cut it off at exactly at 11 a.m. sharp. But without further ado, it is time for a segment on our show called Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness, and how do you feel about taking over the rest of the show? Go ahead, Vera.
Well, Eddie, you put me in the spot, but I can do it, and I will do it with everyone's help. And thank you so much, Clarence, because he is great at this.
All right. Well, Vera, go ahead and take the floor and give us health and wellness.
Okay. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for listening in to Health and Wellness, because we all desire to live long and be a better person. But before I begin my topic, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Today I will speak on arthritis. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints, stiffness, pain, swelling, difficulty in range of motion, and your body usually becomes warm, overheated, or your skin is red. Now, arthritis is a chronic, I call it dis-ease, because whenever something is bothering us, you are definitely dis-ease. And as we know, the weather of cold, damp, or rain can trigger some of the symptoms that I mentioned. Now, there are a couple of different types, like rheumatoid arthritis, an example. Our body, the immune system, attacks its own tissues, and sometimes some of the other organs. It's like having an autoimmune disease, like lupus. And osteoporosis, the bones become fragile from a loss of tissue, which usually due to a deficiency of calcium or vitamin D. And sometimes with aging, and our body becomes like the hands are swollen, the fingers, and sometimes with the feet, it's like gout. And just know, arthritis limits our movement, bending, it causes weakness, and it can cause fatigue and pain along with depression. There is no real cure. However, medical treatment can help manage it. But first of all, it's great to see your doctor to find out if you are one that is suffering from arthritis. Now, they usually give an MRI, they do an ultrasound, because it will check the waves in your tissues, ligaments, and tendons. And also, they will do an x-ray to find out if there is bone damage. Now, some of the treatments that you can give yourself, which I call self-care, is exercise. And if you're bedridden, or if you're not really mobile, or if you're sitting in the chair, you can just make sure that you lift your arms, your legs, turn your neck. and just do some movement to make sure that you're moving. But if you're one that can move about, hey, get in the swimming pool or ride a stationary bicycle. Try some acupuncture along with Tai Chi, yoga, and stretching. Now, you can apply heat if you are having aches and stiffness, and apply cold if you have swelling or pain. Now, exercise reduces joint pain and increases strength and flexibility. And it's really important to try and do some abdominal exercises because that will definitely help with your posture. Now, some of the things to avoid will be tomatoes, unless you are one to actually remove the seeds and the skin, all those sweets and sugar and dairy. Avoid sodas, fatty foods, white rice, and pasta. You can try instead quinoa, brown rice, zucchini pasta. And here are a couple of items that I would like to share with you that will help lubricate your joints. Now, my favorite avocados, olive oil, salmon, trout, mackerel, and tuna, walnuts, chia seeds, and plenty of H2O because the water will help reduce inflammation and flush toxins. Now, one of my favorite things to do would be apple cider vinegar. So if you can have apple cider vinegar. I like to have it warm in the morning with a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and you can have that with honey if you can have it. So do your own research because everything is not for everyone, but it will be great to add some magnesium into your body, whether that's a supplement or whether you have bananas, because it's imperative along with calcium and vitamin D. Now, if you can have citrus, add the lemon water, or you can have the grapefruit, limes, or oranges, unless you're diabetic, because certain things cannot be taken if you're diabetic. It will not work, the medication that you're taking. So last but not least, if you can, have some tea. Have black, green, or white tea. And one of my favorites is turmeric. Now, you can make a turmeric tea your own self, and you can have that every day or any day. Now, with the turmeric tea, you can add about a tablespoon of turmeric or a teaspoon, depending on your likes, and make sure you add black pepper with that. You can add, along with that, lemon, like a little lemon juice, and some will add honey. I don't. So some of the others that you can have would be ginger, rosehip, chamomile, cinnamon, clove, lemongrass, or and one particular juice that you can drink is the cherry tart juice, carrot juice, or pineapple. So do your own research, and I hope you enjoyed the segment of Health and Wellness, Living with Arthritis today. Amen.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for Health and Wellness, Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, before we have Clarence M. Allen come on and regulate the manual, I want to get some prayer because we have some prayer warriors on our show, and it's 10:28 a.m., and I have to leave a little early from the show because I have some very important meetings to attend. But before I go and turn the show over to Vera and Clarence, and we're going to have some prayer because whatever your prayer request is on Facebook Live, put it up on the page right now, whatever your prayer request is. It ain't nothing too big for God. Ain't nothing too big for God. Whatever it is, type it on the page right now. And I want to address one little thing. I told you about these banks going to be shutting down, and don't forget about Bank of America and Wells Fargo, too, because they're in the same boat right now. When you see the Silicon Valley Bank shut down that have billions of dollars in it and people stand outside lined up wanting their money and they can't get it, somebody asked, where do we put our money? Number one, you can put your money in a safe. Number two, you can put your money somewhere in your house where nobody won't ever find it. You don't have to tell nobody you saved the money in your house, but every time you get paid, you need to be putting some money up in your house somewhere. Because if a thing come where you can't get no groceries or you can't get no gas and you can't get your money out the bank, or they only allow you to take $200 a day out of your bank account, and they're doing it right now, they're changing over to digital currency, and we'll talk about that on another show, then you need to learn how to put your money in a bank and put the money in several banks, okay? So you can don't go over a certain amount. Just, I wouldn't even go over $100,000. Me, myself, I wouldn't go over $50,000. Because if they keep your money and tell you they'll get it to you when they can and you never get it back, you're going to be out of $50,000, out of $100,000. If it was me, I'd lock some of that money up in my house and I'd put the money somewhere else. But keep your money safe because emergencies will come and they are going to come. And you're right, Minister Terry Herbert. Keep our money safe, emergency money, and several banks. That's right. So I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I'm just addressing the issue because the question was asked, where can we keep our money? There's no place like home. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you got to figure out where you want to hide it. I wouldn't put in no mattress, I'll tell you that much. It could be anywhere else in the house. You don't have to put it in your mattress. You don't have to put it, where people are going to come and find it. Of course, you want to put it where they won't find it. And that's in plain sight. Amen. Put it in plain sight where they still can't see it. They're looking right at it, but they can't even tell it's money. So that's where you put your money. And then write down everything that has to do with what you're saving, because the bank will take your money without you knowing it. People have been losing money in Wells Fargo Bank lately. Okay? And then the bank had to go back and pay people back for money that came up missing out of their account for no reason. So don't think that these banks are so honest and so transparent, because they're not. They're just regular businesses that hold on to people's money. And as soon as your money goes in the bank, it's being used for some other type of investment that you don't have no idea. That's why they're not going. You can't even get your own money in one day. If you call the bank right now and say, I want my $100,000 out, they're going to say, well, you got to wait 3 to 4 days or maybe even a week, and we have to okay your money. No, I don't want my money to be okayed. If I want my money, I want it right now, okay? I'll put it in there right then. I want it back right then, okay? All right, but they have all these conditions that you got to go by, so make sure you read the small print. This is your civil right. This is your human right. This is your constitutional right. And this is where equality and justice comes into play, especially when it comes to the well-being of you and your family. Make sure you watch your money. And okay, so much for that. It is 10:32. I've got to get up and go. But before I go, I've got to have a prayer from Pastor Ramsey and a closing prayer from Bishop Taylor. So first we're going to have Pastor Ramsey, and we're going to, please don't go over a minute with prayer, because we got two prayers. So we want to give you a minute apiece to pray. And at this point, Vera, can you take over the floor? And after they get through praying, please introduce Clarence and Allen so we can do Regulate the Manual. And then, Vera, you close out the show by saying, giving Rita Oliver the last word and whatever else needs to go. Look, y'all, I got to go. I am not going to be far away. I love you all. God bless you all. God lift you all up. What a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, phenomenal, tremendous Monday morning it is right now. And we are breathing. Inhale, exhale. Hallelujah. And please read what the wife just put on here about your money. Okay, that's important. I'm going to read it real quick. Please do your research and consult a financial advisor, and we're going to have one on the show real soon. Please also consider opening multiple accounts and only deposit the amounts that are covered by the FDIC. Times are changing, and we must be prepared for the changes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. My blessings, folks. Amen. Sheila Timberlake is asking for prayer for everyone. I ask you guys to put your prayer requests up. Whatever they are, they're going to go straight up to God. Without further ado, Pastor Ramsey, take a minute. Give us a much fervent, needed prayer. And then Pastor Taylor, right after that, you can take right over. Okay, Pastor Taylor?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Taylor,
amen. God be the glory. Thank you for this opportunity. Everybody has their head down, eye closed. Lord, we just want to thank you on this morning for waking us up, starting us on our way with the blood in our vein and the activity of our limb. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for all the prayers that answer, because you're the only one who can answer them. Lord, we lift up everyone under the sound of our voice, children, family, parents. We just lift them up right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to thank you on today for this day, because this is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, as we hold hands together in the spirit and in unity all over this world, God, we just ask you, Lord, just to touch each and every individual, name by name, one by one, man, woman, boy, girl, child. Lord, we thank you in advance for what's getting ready to take place in our lives, the miracle, the breakthrough, and the testimony that we're going to have on next week. We consider it done, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
How we magnify your name, Father,
yes.
In the
success
name of
for my album.
We pray,
yes,
mightily for all the requests, for the ebon of a sister that is just speaking, for the health and well-being of each and every person, Pastor Ramsey,
yes,
and all the special requests that have been made for the Pastor Eddie Jones Radio Show and all of the different ministries, all of the different segments. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We needed that prayer right there. We also have Cousin V on. And Cousin V, welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V all the way out there in Florida. Good morning, Cousin V.
Amen.
Good morning.
Cousin V, good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Cousin V. Welcome.
Amen.
Cousin V, are you there? Okay. Well, while we're waiting on Cousin V, I did put her in the queue just now. I don't know what happened. Let's take a look and see. Okay. Let's go back and look at Cousin V and see where she is. Okay. Okay, Cousin V, call back in. Call back in, Cousin V. For some reason,
I'll
we have
in.
Seen that.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there you are right there. Cousin V, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Was,
praise
it
God.
Was,
we got
I'm
you.
At work, so it's crazy here.
That's all right. That's all right. Praise God. We got you, and that's all that matters. Without further ado, Cousin V, take the floor. Give us a sports report. Vera's going to host the show from here on in. Vera, you ready? You ready to take over? Hey, Deborah Lewis. God bless you. Okay,
well,
so I'm gonna chime out. Oh, yes, I'm going to chime out. You do the sports report. Clarence and Allen's going to come in last and give us all of that, and he's going to also give us a commentary. And Vera's going to take over from here, and I got to go. I got to go to some very important meetings. Y'all keep me in prayer, too. And I want you to know that from me and my wife to you and your family members, we love you. We care about you. God bless you. And without further ado, it's time for the sports report with Cousin V, all the way from Florida. Take over.
All right, it's going to be short and to the point because the NCAA March Madness is here. We have the 2023 NCAA Women's Tournament. March Madness started on March the 12th with Selection Sunday with a field of 68. And as expected, the South Carolina Gamecocks are number one overall seed, the Indiana Hoosiers, Virginia Tech Hokies, and Stanford Cardinals are all the number one seed. You will have to print your brackets to keep up with the March Madness. The NCAA Men's Division 2023, the first four is being played tonight. It will be Texas A&M number 16 versus Southeast Missouri. They're also number 16 against Mississippi. And then Pittsburgh, and these first four are played in Dayton, Ohio. It'll be today and tomorrow, the 14th and the 15th. Texas Southern and F. Dickinson would also play tonight, and then Arizona State and Nevada. And like I say, in order to keep up with this March Madness, print out a bracket because we have 68 teams for men and women.
And then I was reading on Marriott released the details of the allegations against Michael Irvin. His lawyer responds. Former Dallas Cowboys and Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin filed a $100 million defamation lawsuit against Marriott International and a female employee who accused him of misconduct on last month. On Monday, the Renaissance Phoenix downtown initially claimed the retired NFL player made harassing and inappropriate comments on February the 5th to a worker who is listed as Jane Doe in court documents. The complaint led to Irvin's removal from NFL Network and ESPN Super Bowl week programming. Total hogwash, his lawyer says. Marriott recently created an account. Account goes against all the eyewitness and Michael's own testimony as well as common sense. They will release the video next week. There is no sexual assault. The fact that Marriott is taking the position that is in insult to all of the two female victims out there. Irvin is now accused of flagging down the employee while visibly intoxicated. He then was allegedly aggressive toward the employee, shaking her hand, asking her if she watched football, telling her to Google his name. He's also accused of reaching out and touching the employee's arm without her consent before asking if she knew anything about having a big black man inside of her. Then initially, Irvin allegedly attempted to grab the employee's hand again, saying he was sorry if he brought up bad memories for her. Marriott's lawyers claimed that Irvin then sought security and offered her his hand to end the conversation, saying that the other hotel employees were in the area and wanted the interaction to end. The victim returned Irvin's handshake, Marriott lawyers wrote. Irvin then stated that he would come back to find her sometime that week when she was working. After Irvin finished learning about the victim and turned back to the employee, he said, "Loud, she bad, I want to hit that," and slapped himself in the face three times, said, "Get it together, Mike," Marriott lawyers wrote. So we will see the details of that, and also, like they said, the video will be released. Then we also have Tiger Woods is in the news. Tiger Woods said he put Erica Herman up in a luxury hotel and gave her money for a new place to live after they broke up, per court document. So we just want to say a prayer for our athletes. There's so much stuff going on right now. So, like I said, just pray for our athletes. And this is my sports report for this week. The MLB, Major League Baseball, is in progress. So I will hope to have more information and scores for you next week and as we do on the down the March Madness. Have a blessed week.
Thank you, Cousin
B. Hey,
Linda Goldie, are you present? Linda Goldie, are you on the line? Okay, Linda Goldie is not on the line.
If Eddie is there, he has to let each of us in. Because I don't have access today.
No, Linda Goldie's not with us today.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. So now we will have Clarence M. Allen with the Regulator. Go ahead, Clarence, take the floor.
Thank you, Vera. Thank you, Cousin V. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all of our wonderful thanks to all of our listeners. You know, one thing that I like to cover, and maybe we didn't cover it, but it's all connected with our rights, our constitutional and human and civil rights. And I've been reading from this book, Regulate the Manual, and the gang members. You know, sometimes we don't get all the information, but we continue to have violence in our communities from young gang members, middle age, and even some people who refuse to leave that style of life, even older ones. And today, everywhere you go, it seems like a gang member is always somewhere around in the area. Some of the questions that we should be raising – within us should sound something like this. Are there any, are they killing or do they seem to be a threat? What are these gang members doing here anyway? Can you smell the scent of a gang member? If not, you may be slipping. What will you do when the gang members approach you? Are you up and ready for the challenge from the gang members? Allow the triple OG to hand down to some of you youngsters, Rudy Pooh, and some of the rest of you all who really don't understand and know how the game goes. Don't get caught up into all the hype, always changing your routes and your lane. First things are first. Have you noticed and do you see those other gang members who are standing over there? Not far from you. Do not slip. Stay sharp. Listen up, nephew. Check this out. Continue on forward with your struggle along with your stepping on to regulate. Hopefully by then you will have gotten your bailout card and we may have not to hand you a pass. Please do not fool yourself trying to slip and slide your way on past these gang members, gangbangers, and the gangsters. Believe me, these guys, not only are they very good at what they do, but some of them are known to come from the best. Listen, there are many of these gang members, gangbangers, and gangsters that do not ask any questions, period. They do not take any names. They do not take any prisoners either. Betting on long shots, these gentlemen may make some considerations only if the stakes are high enough. The word no is never an answer. And I'm going to stop right there. And the gang members, I'd like to thank you all for listening to this segment of gang members. It goes on and on. And if you don't have this book, I encourage you to get this book because it not only covers the gang members, the gang bangers, and the gangsters, but it covers racism. It covers some areas of our life that some of us don't understand with gays, lesbians, and even those who are part of the matrix of the status quo. So once again, I thank everyone for listening to this section, this segment of Regulate the Manual, because this book is written, and you are in here. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, at this time, I just really want to thank, I would like to thank Aisha and Rita Oliver for coming on. Now, we have other segments of the show. We have Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. She's not in today. And we also have Dr. Aretha Jones with Mental Health and Youth.
Vera, can you hear me? Vera.
Yes, Eddie.
Vera, can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Hello, Vera. Okay. I want. We do have Aretha Adams Jones on. Wanda, if you can hear me, go to my computer on the studio and click on Aretha Adams Jones, and she has 37s in her number, 37s. So stand by and see if we can get her on. Meanwhile,
good.
Barry, you can go ahead on.
Okay.
We're going to stand by and see if we can get her in the studio.
Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. However, they will continue next week. So, Wanda, if you can hear me, are you able to locate Dr. Aretha's number?
It has 37s in there. See? Meanwhile, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and I'm so grateful that my sister, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny B, with Health and Wellness, has taken over the show. And what a great sports report we had. And what a great Regulate the Manual we've had. And it's been a great, great, wonderful little show. The whole thing has been amazing. And it's staying amazing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's see. Aretha, can you hear me? Aretha, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
We can hear you loud and clear. All right, so go right ahead.
Monday.
Go over. Welcome.
Welcome, Dr. Aretha.
Thank you both so much.
Good morning.
God bless you all. Happy Monday. And I'm coming to you briefly with mental health and youth. This beautiful Monday. I was sharing with the group on Saturday, and thank you, Sister Vera, for being there, and Bishop Taylor, if you okay. I was sharing with my cousin, my little cousin, my cousin's son, 32 years young, took his life, and he completed suicide. And I wanted to just share this morning about hope and the importance of hope, because without it, it can lead to hopelessness. And so hope is the belief that your future will be better than the present, and that you have the ability to make it happen. And Psychology Today says hope reduces feelings of hopelessness, and it increases happiness, it reduces stress, and improves our quality of life. It can help us manage stress and anxiety and cope with adversity. So I'm saying today to all of you, the listeners and the and our co-hosts and Pastor Eddie and the guests, continue to hope in the glory of God. Amen. Hope is so important. And remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
And as mentioned, Dr. Risa gave an outstanding presentation, and Bishop Taylor was among the other people. And that they Dr. Risa for sharing that.
God bless you.
Ellen, available. We are going to have the commentary with Clarence M. Allen. Professor Reams is out today, so take the floor, Clarence M. Allen.
Thank you, Dr. Fanny V. Once again, I am unable to fill the shoes of Professor Reams. He is so professional in his expertise with this commentary, but I will always do my best to give you the commentary. And once again, you are tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Blog Talk Show. And the word of the week is opportunity. Be sure to take advantage of all your opportunities. The scripture of the week is Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. And Pastor Eddie has created this segment of the show, A Moment to Shine. And today he called an amazing business person, Saishi Dean, with Skin by Side Beauty. And she specializes in body contouring and facials, body waxes. And she analyzes the skin. She double cleanses the tones, the moisturizers. And she's located in Arizona. And so this show, most of the producer of this show, the creator of this show, the co-producers and hosts and guests, most of us are in California. But we have people all throughout the United States of America and even listeners from around the world. So we'd like to thank you all. And if you are in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, visit Skin by Side, her beauty body specializing business. And her phone number is 602-699-7533. I believe we covered Chris Rock. And that was a subject that was on the show. But I think Pastor Eddie may get to that again. And also the British Royal Family. We may have missed that. And then we had Dr. Granny B. She covered arthritis, you know. In most of our ages, I know even myself, that I have arthritis in certain parts of my body. And I get stiff. I get that pain. And you know, it's a body disorder that affects our joints, and it includes the pain and the stiffness and the redness And she gave us a few remedies with our exercise, our diet. So let's continue to pay attention to ourselves and take care of ourselves. And, I mean, we all had the opportunity to go back in the day with Rita Oliver. Wow. Amazing R&B jazz singer. I want to thank you for coming on because you took me back to some classical times. I remember when I was a kid looking at those black and white films, you know, and you was back there with the greats of, you know, Count Basie, the Honey Dippers. Come on now, the Platters, Billie Holiday. And, you know, she said some of her favorites. B.B. King, Bobby Blue Band, and others. And so I just want to thank Pastor Eddie for presenting this wonderful show. We had prayers with Pastor Ramsey and the Emeritus, Bishop James A. Taylor. And Pastor Eddie would love everyone to look at the scripture of Jeremiah 29:11. So read that on your time. Cousin V came in with the sports report. March Madness has started. We are in baseball spring season. The NBA is in the final month of its games, going through its playoffs. So we look forward to hearing from Cousin V in the time to come because sports is heated up once again. Dr. Aretha, we want to send our deepest sympathies and condolences to your family, on your cousin, and we all need to have hope and the importance of having hope. It is that inspiration. It is that desire. It is that momentum to keep us energized and strengthened to move forward. You know, it helps reduce the hopelessness that we may, and I know I have had hopelessness in my life at times, but I thank God Almighty that he gave me that hope, that faith, that he gave me to believe in myself and to believe in this life that I can get through and cope with all of the adversities. And once again, you know, I'm Clarence and Allen. We want to send a shout-out to Professor Reams. You know, he is the original commentator of this show. But thank you for allowing me. Pastor Eddie, thank you, Granny V. Thank you to all of our wonderful special guests. Thank you to our co-hosts. But especially thank you to all the listeners. This show is archived. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. Hit that search button. Go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. _production. And you can listen to this show again. You can listen to it or watch it again on Facebook at Eddie Jones Jr. on Facebook. So thank you all once again. And this week, make your opportunity the best choice that comes before you. So thank you, Cousin and Granny V. And bless all of you. Have a wonderful week. This is my commentary.
I just want to thank everyone for listening today, and thank you for sharing your special Monday morning with the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we will be here next same time, same place, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Enjoy your week.
Dr. Granny V.
Thank you, guys. Wonderful job. Wonderful.
Thank you. listen to Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye is always in the house. Thank you, Eddie, so much for sharing with the community for so many years, almost 30 years. Thank you, Eddie. You know, Eddie is my older brother, and Pastor Eddie Jones. Go ahead, bro. Much love in the house. Thank you so much, Clarence M. Allen. You did an outstanding job. You said you can't walk in professor shoes, but I bet you I see those shoes standing right ahead of you. So you did an outstanding job. Thank you so much, Clarence M. Allen. What's going on, everyone? So we will be going in one moment. Like to send Eddie some hearts up. Thank you, Clarence. Thank you, Aretha Adams Jones. Thank you, Cousin V.
Bless you,
thank
Dr.
you,
Dr. Granny V.
Thank you, Aisha.
Bless you, Granny V.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. And thank you so much, Bishop.
Amen.